Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobschall, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The Vikings made 10 selections in last weekend's NFL draft. Lots of questions coming in. Let's get to the answers. The first one comes from Chris. What does the addition of Waynes mean for the other cornerbacks? What will the depth chart look like now with the addition of Newman and Waynes? Well, the depth chart is a little more crowded, and that's good because a crowded depth chart means more competition, and more competition yields a better product. I don't know that we can say right now what's going to happen with the depth chart, but obviously Waynes is going to be in the mix. A first-round pick is expected to come in and contribute immediately. We'll see if he can do that. The good news is the reader mentioned Terrence Newman. He's a veteran who's been in Mike Zimmer's system previously. He can come in here and help some of those young players learn Mike Zimmer's defensive schemes. The next question comes from David. Which of the Vikings draft picks do you think will be day one starters? Well, I don't think Coach Zimmer would appreciate us telling him who the day one starters are going to be for the 2015 season, but it's hard not to look at Eric Kendricks, the linebacker the Vikings took in the second round, and Waynes, the first round corner, as guys who could potentially step into the starting lineup as soon as day one. If that's the case, we know the Vikings made a couple of good picks. The next question comes from Kumar in Delray Beach, Florida. Why didn't we draft any safeties? Well, Rick Spielman likes to take the best player available whenever he's on the clock, so that just means there wasn't a safety rated as the best player available when the Vikings were picking. But they did add a safety, Taylor Mays, in free agency, and they have a few of them coming back, including Robert Blanton, Antone Exum, and Andrew Sandejo. So those guys will step in and compete for a starting spot. The next question comes from Harley. Why didn't we draft Devontae Parker to reunite Teddy with him like we did Barr and Kendricks? Well, Barr and Kendricks both went to UCLA. The Vikings drafted Kendricks this season not to reunite him with Barr, but because he was the best player available when they were set to pick him. That's why the Vikings drafted Waynes and not Parker. I'm sure they had a high grade on Parker as well. He was a dynamic player for Louisville, and Teddy threw passes to him in college, but the team thought Waynes could help their defense out, and that's why they went with the corner. Justin has the next question. He asks, with the Vikings drafting a few tackles, could you see us moving Lodeholt to guard and letting the rookies fight over the starting right tackle spot? Well, that's something that Norv Turner and Jeff Davidson, the offensive line coach, could certainly consider, but I think they'll probably leave Lodeholt at tackle and let some of those draft picks who were selected this past weekend fight for reserve positions and swing positions at offensive tackle, either left or right, and they may see if some of them can slide inside to compete for playing time at offensive guard. The last question comes from Devin on Twitter. What do you think of Michael Pruitt? Well, he's the tight end the Vikings drafted this past weekend. If you look at his stats, they're pretty unbelievable. He was very productive from Southern Illinois, and he was a two-time All-American. I think they see a great and talented pass catcher who has some potential to make some plays at the NFL level. Time will tell if he can fulfill that potential. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6, but we're going to be back next week. So please send your questions in to the email address at the bottom of the screen. We'll get to them after this weekend's rookie minicamp. We'll know a lot more about the Vikings draft class, and we'll continue to answer your questions. See you next week.